Wonder Stars of the Universe. My name is Ebony Freeman, and this is
Wonder Stars of the Nobo Art District. Tonight is First Friday, and we get to hear from the coolest Wonder Stars north of Mapleton Avenue in Boulder, Colorado. We've got a few young, a few old, a few who'd rather not have their age told. Get ready to pop along their planets as we travel through the Nobo Bus Stop Galleries Galaxy, sponsored by Streetwise Arts, a 501c3 nonprofit arts organization based in Boulder with a mission to vision and create mural projects, community art, and youth education programs by enhancing the creative urban landscape, amplifying cultural diversity, and engaging in social advocacy, justice, and dialogue. Thank you, Streetwise Arts.
Tonight, you'll be listening to the Pop to the Bus Stop series featuring Streetwise artists in residence, Savannah Hope, Heather D. Schulte, Joseph of Monks and Ninjas, and Mr. Hanimal. They'll be covering what it's like to start up as an artist, how to grow your impact, and why art should come from your roots. Let's jump in. Happy Wonder Star Second Saturday! Tell me, what's your name and who are you? What are you?
My name is Savannah Ducharme. I'm an artist.
Ooh.
I'm a caregiver.
Ooh.
I work with kids. I love my community here in Colorado. I just moved back. And I'm here doing the residency with Ebony. We are both Wonder Stars today and every day here at the Bus Stop Gallery, part of Nobo Arts. It's going well.
It is going super well. Thank you so much. You kind of covered the entire front part of the interview. Thank you. Okay, so how did you get the residency? What was it like applying? Tell me the story.
Okay, so I got the residency because a friend of mine, Renee Marino, she had posted about it and did the design work for the flyer. And so I applied as soon as I could, and it turns out I got it. It's my first residency. I'm very excited to be here. It's an honor. I'm trying to use up the time as much as I can, or as well as I can. It's great to have Ebony here with me. It really helped calm my nerves the first day, because she was the first one that I saw, and we had met each other just a couple of days before.
Literally.
At a poetry night, Small World, and lucky enough to have her here with me. It's been great.
You're the sweetest. Okay, and you got an extra special prompt. What did you get?
My funkiest Wonder Star.
Ooh, who's the first person that came to mind when you picked that?
You know, it's hard because I have a lot of funky individuals in my life. I like them funky.
Yeah.
But I'd have to say the first person who came to mind for me was my best friend Madeline. Mm. They live here in Boulder, and I just moved back, so we kind of... We're reunited after a really long time, and they are someone who I can dance with, like, any night, day, any time.
Yes.
We used to live together, and we had, like, dance parties in the kitchen, and, very funky individual who loves to get down.
Yeah.
And can break it down as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Where can people find your art?
Oh, cool. You can follow me on Instagram, of course. My username is SavHope, SavHope. And you can find my website, SavannahHope.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Streetwise Arts, for introducing us again. Woo!
Bye-bye.
Swinging on the clouds, wishing on a four-leaf clover, you're not coming down.
Hello, Wonder Stars of the Universe. My name is Ebony Freeman, and this is
Wonder Stars of the Nobo Art District.
Tonight you'll be listening to the Pop to the Bus Stop series featuring Streetwise artist in residence Savannah Hope, Heather D. Schulte, Joseph of Monks and Ninjas, and Mr. Hanimal. They'll be covering what it's like to start up as an artist, how to grow your impact, and why art should come from your roots. Let's jump in. Happy Wonder Star Second Saturday! Woo! Tell me, what's your name and who are you? What are you?
My name is Savannah Desharm. I'm an artist.
Ooh.
I'm a caregiver.
Ooh.
I work with kids. I love my community here in Colorado. I just moved back. And I'm here doing the residency with Ebony. We are both Wonder Stars today and every day here at the Bus Stop Gallery, part of Nobo Arts. It's going well.
It is going super well. Thank you so much. You kind of covered the entire front part of the interview. Thank you. Okay, so how did you get the residency? What was it like applying? Tell me the story.
Okay, so I got the residency because a friend of mine, Renee Marino, she had posted about it and did the design work for the flyer. And so I applied as soon as I could, and it turns out I got it. It's my first residency. I'm very excited to be here. It's an honor. I'm trying to use up the time as much as I can, or as well as I can. It's great to have Ebony here with me. It really helped calm my nerves the first day because she was the first one that I saw, and we had met each other just a couple of days before.
Literally.
At a poetry night, Small World. And lucky enough to have her here with me. It's been great.
You're the sweetest. Okay, and you got an extra special prompt. What did you get?
My funkiest Wonder Star.
Ooh, who's the first person that came to mind when you picked that?
You know, it's hard because I have a lot of funky individuals in my life. I like them funky.
Yeah.
But I'd have to say the first person who came to mind for me was my best friend Madeline. Mm. They live here in Boulder, and I just moved back, so we kind of... Yeah. We're reunited after a really long time, and they are someone who I can dance with, like, any night, day, any time.
Yes.
We used to live together, and we had, like, dance parties in the kitchen, and, very funky individual who loves to get down. And can break it down as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Where can people find your art?
Oh, cool. You can follow me on Instagram, of course. My username is Savhope, SAVHOPE. And you can find my website, savannahhope.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Streetwise Arts, for introducing us again. Woo!
Bye-bye.
And now for Heather D. Schulte. Good morning, Wonder Star of the Universe. This is a Wonder Star artist. Can you tell me your name and what kind of wonder art you make?
My name's Heather Schulte, and I work in mostly textiles and textile techniques.
Ooh, what does that mean?
Using different types of fibers, like cotton, yarn, wool yarn, fabric, thread of various sorts, and different techniques from stitching, sewing machine, quilting, weaving, knitting, etc.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So what's your favorite way to create art? What does it look like? What does it feel like when you make it?
Favorite way. Anything with my hands using textiles of some sort. Mm-hmm. So whether that's sewing through paper or with my sewing machine or stitching with thread, any of those things where I have thread wound through my fingers.
Oh, that's beautiful. And what does it feel like to create with textiles?
For me, it's very calming. Mm. It's very regulating. There's a pattern. There's a rhythm. There's usually some sense of order, even if I'm kind of like coming at it freehand. So it creates its own structure. And then builds from something very simple potentially into something really complex.
Oh, that's so interesting. Like,
so jacquard weaving looms were invented to make complicated patterns. So if you have what's called a heddle, that makes every other thread in the warp, which is the lines that go up and down, and then you weave back and forth on those lines. So every other one can go up when you raise the heddle or down when you lower the heddle. So if you want to do a more complicated pattern that says like, and that changes row by row to where it's not just every other, it's like this one's going to be three up and three down, and the next row is going to be two up and two down, and the next one's going to be the first and fourth and whatever, and it's a much more complicated system. You have to tell the loom, raise these different threads at different times.
I know. Exactly.
Right.
I would never.
And so they have carved systems that were originally pieces of wood that had holes in them that would tell the loom mechanically to raise those specific threads. So they took that punch card loom, like the punch cards, you can, you know, they have punch cards, they use them for a very long time, and they were the original programming systems because original computers were mechanical and turning on and turning off. The circuitry of electronics, electricity within the system. And they have big boxes and rooms. And so that technology has gotten smaller and smaller and smaller and more compact. The system is still there.
Oh, that's so interesting. Like, oh my gosh, wow, you make a good ad for this. So who was the person or the what situation first brought you to this world?
Well, I mean, literally my mom. In both senses, brought into the world. Both, obviously, she's my mom. And then also, she was the first person that I knew that made things with textiles and sewed and that kind of stuff. But her mom also did so. So did both my grandmother and my great-grandmother. So a long lineage of women.
Oh, that's both complex and beautifully simple. Well, I guess my last big question is, we met through Nobo Arts District's bus stop gallery sponsored by Streetwise Arts. Mm-hmm. How did you decide to apply, and what was that process like?
I saw it, I believe, on Instagram.
Oh.
And I didn't have anything specifically happening during the month of August, and I was in town, and
nice.
I have a studio in my house with three children around me, and so having an opportunity in town that was close by that I could drive to very easily or take the bus, that allowed me to test what it would be like to have a studio outside the house, away from my kids' constant presence. I love them, but, you know, it's busy. Without actually having to sacrifice a lot of money in order to pay for a studio space. And then it also just helps establish connections within the community. I've only lived here for 3 years, so and having a place to put my artwork up where people can see it in the midst of a sadly ongoing pandemic.
Oh my gosh, that's a beautiful reason. I'm so happy we got to meet through this.
Me too.
Well, have a beautiful Wonder Star second Saturday.
Thank you. Me too.
I hope you enjoyed our night with Savannah Hope, Heather D. Schulte, Joseph of Monks and Ninjas, and Mr. Hannibal. And a huge thank you to Streetwise Arts Nonprofit for hosting us at their studio up in Nobo at the Bus Stop Gallery. If you like that, feel free to come back. Thank you for traversing Wonder Stars of the Nobo Art District with me again this week. Come back for another galactic trek every second and fourth Thursday of the month. In the meanwhile, keep twinkling with your cosmic style, my dear Wonder Star. See you next time.